It's time for Apple Farm Chatter, your podcast for all things Apple Farm Service. The latest ag news, dealership events, and upcoming trends. Put on your work clothes. Apple Farm Chatter begins now.
Hello and welcome to Apple Farm Chatter. Get Holmes here with Travis Wolf. How are you doing, Travis?
I am doing phenomenal. This has been the funkiest opening, and I dare say this will be our finest smelling episode.
So we decided to do a Christmas-themed special a little earlier in November because today is our special guest, Mike Brown from Brown's Nursery. Mike, thanks for joining us.
Hey, you're welcome. You're welcome.
So a special topic today with Christmas trees. And we're actually recording this live from you. So what was this called? The greenery?
This is where we bring all our branches in to make reefs and get them ready for roping and sell branches by the bundle. Yes.
So it's the greenery and it smells
wonderful.
Amazing. It smells absolutely amazing.
Yeah. Most people first come in here and really smell it. But when you've been doing it all day, it's not quite as good, but it's excellent.
It is excellent. It is. So we got a special holiday themed episode today all about Christmas trees. So Mike, we can just go kind of right to it then. So we're here at Brown's Nursery, and for those that are listening that haven't heard of it before, in a nutshell, what is Brown's Nursery? What do you guys do?
We used to be in heavy into produce, and we got out of produce and got into a nursery, about 6 acres. Now we're up to over 2,000 acres of growing trees, evergreens, container stock. Everything you can think of, we ship all around the country, Canada, everywhere. Trees, bushes, boxwoods, one of our number one sellers. We sell, you know, thousands of them everywhere.
Yeah, that's one thing. You may have us go in the back way.
Yeah,
and there's semi-loads of trees just hanging out.
Yeah, so all going somewhere.
We got a nice view of everything going on.
We did. So primarily we're talking about Christmas trees because we're coming up the Christmas tree season. Of course, you guys sell a lot. How many Christmas trees you guys sell in a year?
We sell in the thousands.
That like three zeros.
Well, yeah, thousands.
Plus.
A thousand plus. Yeah. We used to sell more than that when the times, you know, when people was in the real Christmas trees. Back in the 70s, two to 3,000, no problem. But now, you know, it's down to, you know, 1,200 because, you know, artificials has cut into the market, you know, and people, they got kids, you know, in other states. So, I don't think this year we're going to visit the grandkids. Let's not put a tree up. We'll just put a reef up, you know. So it's kind of hurt Christmas tree business a little, you know.
Yeah. Well, if you're listening now and you want to get Christmas spirit, hopefully by the end of this podcast, you feel just delighted to come over here and get yourself a tree because it is a true experience.
We've been doing it for 75 years and, it's tradition for some families. I've seen the kids come and buy them, and then their kids. That's how long I've been doing it. Their kids buy it. It's amazing how long we've been doing it.
It's incredible. You see generations that are like
it's unique.
So I guess so if you're listening, when does Christmas tree season officially open, Mike?
We're kind of kids kind of hate me for it, but I open up the weekend before Thanksgiving because, you know, I like to work. You know, work don't bother me. You know, and we'll be open that weekend. And Thanksgiving Day, I stay open because some people can't get away and they just appreciate the heck. I'll sell 50 trees on Thanksgiving Day. It's amazing anymore. But I stay open until 5 o'clock in November. And then as soon as November's over, the 1st of December, we stay open until 7 o'clock at night, every night until Christmas Eve.
Okay. Even Saturday, Sundays?
Every night we turn the lights on.
Okay. So, and you said lights on, so you can come during the day or the night.
Cut your own lot stays open until 5 because we don't want nobody going out there and stumble. Cut your own starts from 9 until 5, and then we have pre-cut that starts from 9 until 7. We turn the lights on. We'll leave the lights on an extra half an hour if it takes a while to pick out a tree because we want everybody to have a tree.
Okay, yeah. That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. And then, so I guess the question for you, because we saw all of these trees here. You mentioned pre-cut, you mentioned cut your own. How many Christmas trees do you think you have in stock right now?
Well, we plant every year. We plant 2,000 to 3,000. And, you know, from little on, we'd probably say close to 8,000 different sizes, you know. And then what's so unique about having a Christmas tree lot is if some of my blue spruce get too big, you know, for me, like we sell, we actually cut a grafted tree called a Hoopsie Blue, a Fat Albert Blue, if they get too big or we didn't get it dug soon enough, mm-hmm. one side will be bad. We'll cut it up a little bit and sell a person a beautiful blue spruce.
Okay.
Which is awesome. People come from miles to get a big fat blue spruce. I mean, huge, you know, like 12 foot. Some of them are 8-9 foot across.
Yeah.
You know? So instead of letting them go to waste, we sell them.
Okay.
Right.
Now, if I come here and I buy a tree, is it 100% going to be trees that are here? Or
we do buy some in.
Okay.
We do buy some in from North Carolina.
Okay.
Some Fraser firs. We grow a cane of fir, and we grow Douglas fir, and we grow Concordia fir.
Okay.
And, but we do still get to North Carolina because some people, they're brainwashed. They don't want nothing but a North Carolina tree.
Have they been hurt too bad?
We've talked to our grower. He's going to have a little hard time getting them. They got bridges out. They had a lot of water damage, but the trees are just as healthy as can be because they're growing on mostly mountain.
Yeah.
So, but boy, they're going to be fresh this year because they have plenty of rain.
Yeah, they did. They got rain. Yeah. We did not.
We did not get.
Yeah.
They got rain more than what they wanted.
Awesome. Awesome.
But they are going to be really lush this year, they said.
Awesome. Now, I just want to have one little reminder of something upcoming here at Apple Farm Service, and then we're going to play a little skit for you, and then we'll be back to talk about the science of trees. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
Sounds good, Mike. Yep. Okay, just a quick reminder for those listening, our Apple Farm Service toy sale. So if you're looking for that perfect toy to put underneath that tree you get from Brown's Nursery, if you want to know, it starts November 11th, and it runs through December 28th, and it's 10% off any toy, gift, or apparel, any of your farm toys that you can get, including some nice logging sets you can get after you get your tree cut down here. So we'll be right back after this short little skit for you. I think you'll like this, Mike.
From the makers of Little Trees, your favorite hanging car air freshener, comes Big Trees. Now take the entire set of your favorite pines wherever you go.
Oh, wait. Are you just shoving a Christmas tree in your car?
Nothing beats the fresh smell of a newly cut pine tree.
Oh, there's no way you're going to fit that in here.
Organic blends of pine needles, sap, and wood chips straight from the farm to your dashboard. Ah, so fresh.
Wait. I can't even see out the window now.
And why not stop there? Complete the entire set exploration with little wreaths.
Hey, did you check these for bird nests first?
Get your car to the next level fresh with Big Trees from the makers of the famous Little Trees, available at your local Christmas tree lots nationwide.
I guess just we should preface, if you buy a tree from Brown's Nursery, they're not going to shove it in the cab of your car, correct?
Right.
Yeah. We should just clear that up.
Yeah. It'll go on top of your car and we'll tie it down where you can go 100 miles with it.
I can attest to that. We go about 30, 35, no issues. Yep. So
we know how to do it.
Now, I think we want to move over a little bit about the science of growing trees. You've been doing this for decades. So you are the master of growing Christmas trees. Is there kind of a perfect recipe you have when you're growing a tree from start to finish? What works best for Christmas trees?
The best way to grow a good Christmas tree is to keep it well drained. And it all depends on if you want a Scotch pine, a Norway spruce, or a Fraser fir, cane of fir. If you get one of the firs, you want to keep it well-drained soil, black soil, and use sulfur to keep the needles green. That's what makes the needles green, is you got to use sulfur, which you can get anywhere. But growing a Christmas tree is not hard. It's the ideal. The maintenance is what kills you. You can plant them anywhere you want, but you got to trim it every year, keep the grass away from it. People don't realize what you put into a Christmas tree. It'll be in August, it'll be 95 degrees, and you got to go out there and trim a 20-foot tree, 10-foot tree in that heat. You use knives. It's pure work. But if you take care of a Christmas tree, keep the weeds away, and keep the deer, well, we have deer trouble a lot, but you just got to keep the deers away. The best way to do is maybe put a half a bar of Irish soap on there to keep the smell off there, a bit more like human. And Christmas trees are easy to grow if you get the right kind of ground. No problem.
Okay. You intrigued me. You said keep the grass away. I mean, what happens if you leave grass? I've never heard that before.
What happens if you don't keep the grass away from and the weeds away from the Christmas tree? Mm-hmm. The bottom, you lose all your foliage on the bottom. You and then you have to cut it up 3 or 4 feet. and you want a nice flat tree, why do you want to grow a tree for 2 or 3 years and let weeds take care of it? And then you got to cut it up 2 foot because the weeds, they take out all the foliage of it. It's just like being shaded by another tree.
Okay.
So you got to keep the grass and the weeds away from it. Give it sunlight. Keep them. If you're going to plant a Christmas tree, you put them about every 5 foot apart in 5 foot rows and give them plenty of sunlight, and you'll have the best trees in the world.
Awesome.
Is intriguing. I mean, how does, if all of these trees here, I guess we'll just use an example of like a maple tree, I guess.
Uh-huh.
The difference between growing a maple tree and a Christmas tree, how does that difference on the science end what you have to do?
Well, we grow our maple trees in 13 foot wide rows, and we put them five and a half foot apart, because the only thing that's getting large on them is the tops.
Mm-hmm.
See, where a Christmas tree, you almost got to keep them 6 foot apart, 5 foot apart, because they get large at the bottom, more narrow to the top. So you got to keep them a little bit further apart than you do a maple tree. Because a Christmas tree will eventually, if you want to get one 10 foot, I mean, they're going to get like 6-7 foot wide. And if you got them too close, they're going to touch the other tree, and they're going to have a bare spot. So, you know, you got to keep them, you know, keep you hoping when you have cut your own, people go cut every other one out, but they don't. And, you know, some places where the ground's better,
mm-hmm.
where every tree's good in that spot. And then you got clay ground, and every tree's smaller and it more Charlie Brown looking. So they let them go. And then you're stuck with Charlie Brown trees, and all the good ones are gone, you know, and cut your own. So that's how it works.
Yeah. More than you think about, than just
a lot more.
Yeah.
See, all your ground is different. If you've got a big farm, you'll have a sandy knoll, and then you'll have a clay knoll, and then you'll have richer soil. If you could get to all black soil, man, you just grow the best Christmas trees in the world. Same way with maple trees. You know, every bit of your ground is different as you mm-hmm. go through a field. Every spot's better than the other. And then you have drainage is another thing. People don't realize we tile every 20 feet. We spend.
Oh, 20 feet.
We spend thousands of dollars. We can't afford to lose this stuff.
Yeah.
You pay to take care of it. You get a 5-inch rain, it kills the Christmas trees and the maples. It just kills it. Every 20 feet, Sweeterman gets all our money. We keep them in business. We do not plant a farm. We buy a new farm. We plant mm-hmm. We tile every 20 feet. That's how you grow good stuff.
Okay.
Wow.
You never have no drown out then.
Mm-hmm.
It's great.
Yeah. And I guess kind of leads to
question. It pays for itself.
Yeah.
It pays for itself because you don't lose stuff.
And I guess that leads to kind of the next question we had for you was, so you mentioned North Carolina, they got plenty of rain. Trees are looking great. Mm-hmm. Here, we didn't get so much rain. At least we do. We have it tiled. I mean, so when it comes to Christmas trees, have you seen a change in how weather's been the last couple of years, how it's affect growing trees? How does that work?
We've noticed that Christmas tree, you know, we were blessed for rain about 3 weeks ago. We got 4 or 5 inches. That really helped us. And then we got a rain just today, which is with a fifth or sixth. It's sixth. We got this rain today. It was awesome rain. But Christmas trees seem like we have more diseases than normal. Like on blue spruce now, we have something called needle cast. And if you don't spray for needle cast, all your needles fall off the bottom. That's why blue spruce are so hard to grow. People don't realize that you have to spray. Even Douglas fir here in Ohio, you got to spray for a thing called needle cast. And it just costs money. You mm-hmm. know, people don't realize. Same way with Scotch pine. Scotch pine will get a needle cast too. Everything will. You got to spray in the spring. And then it's just like an apple orchard. You know, you put dormant spray on, then you got to spray it 3 or 4 more times. It's just everything spray now. You know, it's a lot of extra costs and a lot of extra money. But, you know, you keep doing it. You wonder why you do it all the time. But, it, you know, we got 80 employees, you know, that depend on us. We got to, you know, they're living off our nursery. So mm-hmm. we got to keep going. We can't stop.
Yeah. You know? And you said 80. From when 80. You started, how many employees did you have?
We started with 6 acres. In 59, uh-huh. Now we're up to 2,000 acres.
Oh, wow.
We got 80 employees.
Wow.
That's incredible.
That's impressive.
And nothing given to us. We had to pay for everything.
Yeah, that is very impressive.
Yeah.
That's just that is
We were so poor growing up, our rainbow came out in black and white. No, I'm no kidding. We were so poor growing up that my brother asked my dad if we could have a dog. Uh-huh. And he says, son, we can't afford it. So we got a pet tumbleweed, tied a string around it. Every time the wind blew, we took it for a walk. Now we're doing good.
Yeah. So you mentioned spraying. I guess there's probably some new technologies guys had to pick up over the years to help with managing all of this.
Yeah, we got a spray guy that does that. You know, we got four sprayers for him and they're all protected where he doesn't get nothing. You know, he's all protected. It's just a constant thing anymore. You know, you always got some kind of something to fight nature, mm-hmm. You know, always something, you know, you got to keep going.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. I guess, Travis, do you have any questions that you've heard science of trees and how you grow them? Is we're learning a lot today.
I'll say, honestly, this has been really fascinating to learn.
Well, Christmas trees are a fun thing. I love doing it. My brothers don't like doing it because they don't want, it's a lot of work lifting these trees and you know,
You said you sell thousands of trees. That means the majority of them you are cutting and lifting yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. The thing of it is the main thing is back in the 70s, down there where we have our Christmas tree lot, uh-huh. There used to be a mall called Salem Mall. Most awesome mall in the world.
Oh, I missed the Salem Mall.
It was the greatest.
Say, Travis, you're not from around here, so you remember, nope, Travis. Salem was where you went.
It was the greatest mall in the world. And we used to stay, me and my brothers used to stay open until 10 o'clock selling trees like hotcakes because people from Richmond, they had no mall. And they'd come and we just would just, of course, trees were only like 10 bucks then.
Right. Yeah.
You know, a $10 tree was like a 50.
Well, I'm trying to remember, you remember the Christmas story? How much did he sell the tree for? Yeah, they were haggling for it was like $8 or $5 or something
back
like
then,
that.
A $10, $12, $15 tree was like a $60, $70 tree, you know, now, you know. But everything, you know, hamburgers were only like 25 cents. Now.
Right.
You got to finance them to buy one.
McFinance?
Yeah. McFinance, you know.
Maybe one day I'll win the Monopoly lottery.
But, you know, that's just the way it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, speaking of that, I think we're going to come back and talk a little bit about the economics of trees, tree sales, where mm-hmm. you think it's going, everything. But before we do that, I guess just wanted to remind everyone that if you own trees, if you're looking at trimming trees, taking care of trees, Apple Farm Service does carry Still and Echo at all our locations, and we can help you out. We're actually having our year-end parts sale runs December 2nd through the 20th, and it's for all parts as long as you pay with cash, credit card, or check. So if you're looking at getting yourself a chainsaw or getting yourself some type of power tool or just stocking up on parts, just mark that down, December 2nd through the 20th of this year. We're going to be right back after this. And Mike, we're going to talk about economics of trees, if you're good with that.
You got it.
Okay.
Well, hello there, Mr. Evergreen, and thank you for your time. I'm sure you must be excited for this once-in-a-lifetime job opportunity.
Yes, I've always dreamed of being a fully decorated and shining bright in a family's home.
Wonderful. Now, why don't you tell us why you're fit to be our family's Christmas tree?
Well, I'm lush, I'm green, and my branches are practically begging to be decorated. I feel like I was grown for this.
That's the holiday spirit. Just a heads up, though. We have a couple of kids who get really into decorating. They're far more creative than careful. How do you feel about handling two enthusiastic kids?
Oh, I love kids, and enthusiastic? Like, gentle enthusiasm? I can handle some enthusiasm as long as they don't break anything off.
Oh, don't worry. They've only broken a few branches over the years.
A few? Okay, I suppose I can handle that.
And then we have a dog, Buster, who loves borrowing ornaments and marking new trees. Then there's our cat, Whiskers. She's a real climber.
Climber? And the dog that draws on trees? This was not in the job description.
Oh, it's all part of the family experience. Plus, Buster is really into ornaments with dangly parts and whiskers. Well, she's toppled a tree or two in her time, but she has great form.
Toppled? Like full-on timber? All right. Is there anything?
Let's talk tinsel. The kids love tossing it on in, let's call them, creative clumps, which leaves most of you open for my wife to carefully place the family's ancestral ornaments on your branches and myself wrapping you up in brilliant lights. You'll be the star of our living room for the holiday. How's that sound? Feel up to the job?
Well, sir, it sounds like a handful. However, I feel confident that I'm up to the job, sir.
That's the spirit. I'm sure you'll fit in right at home. The boys are just gonna love you.
I'm looking forward to being part of the team, and hey, that's a new chainsaw you got there. What are you planning to do with it?
If you're looking for the best trees around, trees that are ready to stand tall and bring joy to your home, then look no further than Brown & Sons Nursery. Whether it's for a Christmas centerpiece or the perfect addition to your landscape, Brown's trees are grown to be strong, beautiful, and ready for you.
So there we go. Is it interesting, Dink? Travis, had you had on, let's do an interview from a tree that's being about to be cut down.
Was it?
It is an interesting idea to have an interview.
Yeah. I'll say, it just came to me. I think I said it to you. The first idea was that final line. What's that X for?
What's that X for? So economics of trees. So you're mentioning, of course, trees are a little bit more than they used to, but keeping up kind of with inflation and all the things you have to put onto it. So I guess what do you see the future? What do you see the future of Christmas trees and the Christmas tree industry?
I think you're going to have just personally big time growers anymore. Less little people like us would just do it on the side. You know, I'm getting older. My children don't want to really don't like the hours and the stuff. So you're going to have your chain stores, your big box stores doing it, you know, and they're going to have trees that's been cut so long, you know, it's just, but, you know, as long as I'm alive, I'm still going to do Christmas trees. We plant enough to keep us going. But the thing of it is there was a glut of Christmas trees about 10 years ago where you got a 17, a 7-8 footer, $19 wholesale, $19.
What?
10 years ago, there were so many around. The chain stores were putting them in there for $29, and it killed you. We got $19 for a 6-foot tree. Now, that same tree, if I had it right now with the wholesale, $50 to $56 wholesale, that same tree.
Wow.
7-footer.
Wow.
That's how much. But what's happening now, everybody plant it. Mm-hmm. So in 3 years, they're all 5-foot now. In 3 years, they're all going to be 7-8, and your price is going to go back down to where people's going to say, wow, what happened? Because there's so many trees.
Yeah, and I've seen articles when we had COVID. Yep. And I'm assuming did you see an influx during COVID?
Yeah, it was good.
It was good.
Everybody couldn't. We had people coming from Indiana buying these branches. They couldn't get them delivered. I was cutting everything there was. I was cutting down trees that was 30 foot tall and selling them to them for branches. We had people coming from everywhere, you know, getting branches off of us to make wreaths because they couldn't get the labor to get them out of maybe North Carolina, or they couldn't get them out of Washington. So they come and got them off me that year. Everybody was in business, had a record year on COVID. It was the best year ever. Grocery stores, produce stands, everything had a record year on COVID because nobody was working. And it was unreal. Matter of fact, a lot of people said, man, I see COVID come again, you know, so it makes business good.
Yeah, I mean, I saw that. It made sense. They said people were stuck at home.
Yep.
And so they wanted to have an experience.
I had a lady up here, Miller's Flowers in Greenville. Mm-hmm. She emptied her greenhouse out. People were so bored, she come here and bought greenery by the truckload and made people make wreaths and pots. I mean, I couldn't keep up with her, you know? And then I had a person, Kay's Nursery, came in here and got the same thing. But once it's over, then now they're getting them from the regular grower, you know?
Yeah, I mean,
they forgot all about us poor people.
Yeah, so is it kind of back to normal now?
Yeah, it's back to normal. It's now you gotta go, man, they only like me 1 year, you know? But Miller's Flowers found out how fresh my stuff, they stuck with me. But Kay's Nursery and these other people, They went back to your record growers, you know, which I don't blame them, you know, because, you know, sometimes I don't have enough stuff to supply that many people. because I try to grow mainly for my retail, and you know, but you know, because there ain't there's not the money in that wholesale selling Christmas trees, you know. There is now if you had them, but
yeah,
back then when I was planting, I had to beg people to buy them for $19. It was disgusting. All that work. Growing a tree for 9 years and getting $19 and trimming it every year.
Yeah,
it was like imagine just. It'd be better to take them and just start them on fire. That's how bad it was. But you know, and then if you didn't thin out every other one, then they would all get ruined, you know, because you plant them to get 7-8 foot to cut them because they get touch each other, then you're in trouble. So you had to cut them anyhow and just let them waste. That's how bad things were back then. 10 years ago was a killer. But you know, you're going to see the same thing happen here in another 4 or 5 years. People planted thousands of them, and they're all 5 foot now.
Oh, mm-hmm. As in they thought it was a trend from COVID to replant.
And man, things are going to be great, you know. Mm-hmm. And they're going to find out, boom. Then they're going to get depressed about it, you know.
Right.
But I just kept planting enough where I can retail. That wholesale stuff, we're into wholesaling trees, not this kind of stuff. It's a lot easier to take a you know, digger out there and dig a tree and load it on a semi than a Christmas tree. Because Christmas trees are only once a year. It's like Santa Claus. You know, only comes once a year, man. It's over with. Where you can sell trees and bushes all season long, even in the winter, because we don't even have a hard winter anymore. I mean, we got landscapers come in here. We got thousands of landscapers make a living off our nursery. You know, they come here and buy trees and then they go plant them. That's their living.
Yeah.
You know, we got to keep growing stuff. But Christmas trees, you don't need to because It's a one shot. Once, I mean, we're only good for 3 weeks, right. And then they're done.
Yeah, it's very true. It's very true.
Yeah.
Now, well, we had a little surprise for you because if you have ever, it's funny. I was talking to somebody who has gotten a tree here, and said, "Have you ever met Mike?" I don't know. So, did Mike tell you a joke or a couple jokes when you loaded the tree? Oh yeah, he had a bunch of jokes. You met Mike, so that would be. In fact, when we were setting up, how many jokes, Travis, did Mike just shoot off on us?
I lost count.
We lost count. So we wanted to surprise you. We're going to test you. We have a list of some great dad jokes for you.
Okay.
We're going to quiz you. See if you know any. Travis, start us off.
All right. How do trees access the internet?
They log on.
Bingo. Next. Why do trees make the worst frenemies?
I give that one up.
Because they are best at throwing shade.
That is a dad joke.
That's a good one. We'll keep. Oh, like, you can study these. We'll leave these with you.
I don't know if I want to study that one.
Add it to your jar. What did the tree do when the bank closed?
I give a leave. I don't know.
It started its own branch.
Oh, I like that. You guys are giving me some new ones.
I know. Why did the pine tree get in trouble?
It got caught with the spruce.
That was a good one. Nope. The answer here is because it was being naughty.
Oh. I like got caught with the spruce better.
Agreed.
That was a good one.
Agreed. I do.
What did the trees wear to Mother Nature's pool party?
Needles?
Nope, swimming trunks.
We'll skip a few. We got a whole bunch. We got like.
I'm gonna have to take
20 minutes of web here. We'll give a couple more. Okay, a snare drum and a crash cymbal fell out of a tree.
Where do saplings go to learn?
A nursery.
No, good answer, but. Elementary school.
Oh, I love it.
Have you seen the documentary about beavers cutting down trees?
No, I haven't.
It's the best damn video ever.
You know what the fish said when it hit the wall?
What?
Damn. You know what the fish were doing at the wall?
What?
Trying to scale it. Wait, you got me going on that. Damn, I'm sorry. I got a million.
Bro, I know you do.
All right. What tree produces fruit that tastes like chicken?
A frog tree? I don't know.
Close. A pole tree.
Okay.
Why are leaves always involved in risky business?
Because they're always falling.
Well, they're always out on a limb.
Oh, yeah.
Why do trees hate tests?
I give up.
Because they always get stumped by the questions.
Oh. You guys got... No, I don't know.
Here's one that we figured you might get and nobody else gets.
Yes.
Why do Platonius... Occidentals have to see the doctor more than any other tree.
I give that one up, man.
Because they're sycamore.
Oh, jeez. Oh, I should have got that.
Yep.
That's Latin, baby.
I'll say, why was the tree bad at relationships?
Because it always fell?
Because it was pining for someone else.
Oh, jeez. Okay. This has nothing to do with trees. Hey, I want to get in a different business. So I went to a beekeeper yesterday. I ordered 12 bees. And I said, sir, I'm an honest man. You gave me 13. He goes, well, that one's a freebie.
I'll give you one more, Travis, and one more. And then
I like mine better.
I do. Those are good. That's true.
All right.
Oh, okay.
How do you identify a math tree?
By its rings on its in its bark.
Nope, it has square roots.
Oh, wow.
Okay, last one here. Let's do, did you know I can cut down a dead tree just by looking at it?
What's that?
It's true. I saw it with my own eyes.
Oh, boy. you know one of the best things I ever do for Christmas tree when I'm looking at college kids. They always come with their college kids. And I said, hey, parents, let me see if your kids are learning anything in college. They go to Northwestern, all this stuff. I go, okay, kids, if a rooster lays an egg on top of a hill, which way will it roll? And they go down. And I go, roosters don't lay eggs.
Education I pay for.
Their parents are going, my gosh, I paid for your education at Northwestern. Down. Oh, their parents just go nuts. Oh, I love that one. I get them all the time. We're talking generation after generation falls for it. That's what's nice about being 70 and putting up with all this young kids coming back.
No,
go ahead.
No, I was going to say, Mike, just thanks so much for the time. I know it's getting dark here and it smells good. It smells good in here.
You're right. Look at that beautiful Winterberry Holly, guys.
I know.
You know, we sell that all around Cleveland, everywhere. You have to buy that anywhere else. You have to pay like $16 a pound. We sell it retail and wholesale for $10 a pound. Winterberry Holly. Yeah, best thing we grow.
Gonna say, I'll make sure I'll throw some pictures later on because it is an experience to come out here and pick up your tree, cut down or pre-cut, just the setting of it right on a farm.
We do have some nice trees that they're not the biggest in our field this year, but boy, there's eight to nines and down to 5 foot, and they are really lush because we did have that late rain.
Mm-hmm. And all types of kinds. I mean, any kind from
Hoopsie blue spruce down to Scotch pine, Austrian pine, red pine. We got it all.
And for those that don't know any of that, you have the spiky needles, the white needles, you have the fuzzy, and you have the really fuzzy.
And the white pine.
And the white. Yeah, so that's a better way. For those that don't know trees. Mike, we really appreciate it. We have a little prize for you, though, before we take off.
Oh, man, but I don't deserve nothing.
Oh, yes,
thank
you do.
Thank you for taking the time to be part of our latest episode of Apple Farm
Chatter. Look at that. That's going to be mine.
Well, hold on. You got to answer the question.
Okay.
Here we go.
All you need to do is give this wheel of questionable prizes a spin.
And today, it's their imagination.
You've won yourself a rusty chainsaw blade.
Woo! Oh, I love Wheel of Fortune, baby! Woo!
Confused. It comes complete with tetanus, a sense of frustration from trying to figure out its dimensions, and hours of cutting absolutely nothing. This heavy-duty piece of equipment will help you stay hard at work this winter, getting nowhere. So, we'll also throw in an Apple Farm Service branded sock cap.
Woo! Yes! Look at that! It's better than what I got, baby!
Ladies and gentlemen, let's give it up one more time for our big winner today and congratulate him on his brand new rusty chainsaw blade.
There you go. Congratulations, Mike.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Appreciate you guys.
Mike, is there anything before we let you go that you want to say to the listeners out there about Christmas trees or just A. Brown and Sons Nursery or anything that's on your mind or another joke? We don't care. Anything else you want to say?
Well, I would like to say we appreciate everybody's supporting us for the last 62 years. I appreciate the area. And we do have nice, fresh trees and also good nursery stock. We sell it here on the weekends only, but it's worth coming out. And we also sell live trees. We didn't mention live trees. That means with a ball of dirt, you can take them in the house. The best way to do it is in a tub with a little bit of sawdust, and you can leave them in the house for about, if you got a new home, you can leave them in the house for a week to 10 days, then you take them in the garage for a cooling off period, then you plant them out in the ground, and you got your maybe your first tree in a new home, or I got people who's been doing it for generations, up to 30 years. It's amazing, and they only lost one or two of them. But it's a good way to get a free tree. You know, we don't put real big ones on the lot because of they're too heavy. The balls weigh maybe 50, 60 pounds. You get something bigger now, we have to put it like a 150-pound ball. Nobody wants to do that. They won't have a Christmas. They'll be in the hospital.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Now, hey, I'd like to say one more thing. What the father buffalo said to his son when he walked away from him. Bye, son.
Thanks so much. Before we take off, Travis, how can you hear about this or what else at Apple Farm Service?
You can listen to Apple Farm Chatter on RSS, on Spotify, and on YouTube. Otherwise, check our social media out at Apple Farm Service.
Awesome. Here from the live, well, not live, but we're doing it right now. It'll be up here in the next day or two. From Brown's Nursery, Mike Brown, thank you. Travis Wolf, myself, Kent Holmes from Apple Farm Service. Have a great rest of the day and a very merry Christmas season.
And a happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
And oh, yeah, Thanksgiving. We kind of forgot about that one.
Don't forget Thanksgiving. Oh, we will be open on Thanksgiving Day. Thanksgiving Day, baby.
There we go. We're getting something.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Apple Farm Chatter. If you haven't, subscribe today. Want more from Apple Farm Service? Like us on Facebook, follow us on TikTok, and check out our website, applefarmservice.com. Happy farming from your friends at Apple Farm Service and Apple Farm Chatter.